Says you can hear the explosions in the background of the airstrikes and artillery. We want to know how a 6-mile-wide, 25-mile-long piece of prime real estate, oceanfront on the Mediterranean Sea, fall into the hands of terrorists. Egypt actually used to control the Gaza Strip until 1967 when they attacked Israel. At that point, Israel took control of it, and they actually let the Arab settlers stay there and started building infrastructure into the area. But Egypt didn't want anything to do with it, even when it was a potential to have it back. But in the 80s, groups like the Palestinian Liberation Organization began to rise up. Then in 1993, the Oslo Accords granted limited self-governance for Palestinians while Israel retained control over the borders, control over the airspace, and security. Keep in mind, Israel constructed, maintained, and ran all the infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. The violence escalated, though, in 2005 when Israel actually withdrew their settlements in an attempt to try to make peace with the people in Gaza, or the self-proclaimed Palestinians. Shortly after that, elections were held in Gaza, and Hamas was overwhelmingly elected by the people of Gaza. They elected the people who are running that region right now. From that, and then until 2023, they continued sporadic attacks on Israel, but also it became more and more of a hotbed for Iranian-based terror.